Did you know that your gut is directly connected to your brain and can contribute to anxiety, stress, and depression, which, by the way, can also impact your sexual health? So here's my secret weapon for gut health, Just Thrive Probiotic. Now listen up. Just Thrive isn't just any ordinary probiotic. It is the only one that survives your stomach acid and reaches your gut 100% alive. All those others, the ones that come in fancy drinks or you gotta refrigerate, nope, that's not even a thing. This is the one. I've noticed significant changes to my overall health. Like, this might be TMI, but I'm way more regular and my skin is glowing. Think of Just Thrive like your personal gut gardener. It maintains the health of your gut by weeding out the bad bacteria that causes all those digestive issues and then replenishes the good, making it a total game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, even your mood and sexual health. And if you want to check out my episode with Just Thrive's founder, Tina Anderson, we talk all about how gut bacteria plays a crucial role in your overall happiness, including your sex life. Because a healthy, balanced gut means less stress and more energy. So if you want to check it out, I'm offering a deal for my listeners. You can save 20% off site-wide at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code SEXWITHEMILY. That's 20% off on the probiotic that's truly changing lives and making waves in the wellness community. Everyone's talking about it. Don't just take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Go to justthrivehealth.com. Use promo code SEXWITHEMILY for 20% off.
Have you guys heard my news? I have a new sex gig. I'm not a porn star. It's better. I just launched my new premium skincare brand called Emily and Tony. These products are tried and true to help spice up your sex life, which is what I'm all about. I'm talking about massage oil candles that are one part candle, one part body oil, and check out these flavors. They come in delicious scents like creme de vanilla, cocoa, and fougere. And they're hydrating, and they leave your skin feeling super luxurious. We even have a product for the guys called Down Under Comfort that helps keep their balls smelling fresh and clean and dry all day, which is exactly what you want, right? So guys, if you take care of your balls, your partner will take care of you. So help us keep this podcast free. Use code EMILY to get 20% off your first purchase at emilyandtony.com. Trust me, you'll love them, and you're welcome.
Look into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily, you got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's
got
to have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God, that feels so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
You know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
Listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information about Sex with Emily, go to sexwithemily.com, where you can listen to our podcast, sign up for our mailing list, and check out all that fun stuff. You can find me on Facebook and Twitter at Sex with Emily. And the most important thing I have to tell you is that you have to go to sexwithemily.com, because in a second, I'm going to get into all the exciting changes that are happening there. Today's show will be reading your emails that you sent to feedback@sexwithemily.com, or some of you posted on my Facebook page. Topics include sex in the shower, virgin sex, and uncircumcised penises. We will also be talking sex in the news and sex tips, how to make morning sex better. And I'm here with the White Menace.
I like morning sex because I'm very well rested.
Are you?
Yeah. How are you doing? What's going on?
I'm good. I'm really good. How are you doing? Are you excited for the long weekend? Memorial Day?
Yeah, it's crazy. I'm going to be DJing at two parties.
Tonight, right? I'm going to try to come by.
I have a party tonight. Well, first I have to leave San Francisco, drive to San Jose, which is about an hour, 20 minutes from where we're at right now. Yeah, I know the way to San Jose, and I know that song. I have to go there. I have to pick up a film crew to tape me, because I'm sponsored by Scion at my other job. And they're going to tape me giving away tickets. So it's really cool contest. I tweet out where I'm at, my location, and then people just rush to find me. And then I hand them.
That's kind of scary.
And I hand them tickets.
How?
I got mobbed the last one that I did.
Really?
Yeah. It was within 4 minutes. There was already 30 people.
Is it because they just want to see you, or
they? No, they want tickets to the concert. They don't want to see me. But
I would rush to see you.
Yeah, I know. So I have to go pick up the film crew, go to another location, and then I have to go drive the film crew back, and then drive back to San Francisco to – oh, no, I'm going to go to a meeting in San Jose, then drive back to San Francisco, DJ a party, go to bed, work all day, and then DJ another party Saturday night, and then Sunday –
where's the party Saturday night?
It's at the same place.
What is that place that you keep talking about? Milk?
Milk Bar. Said?
Milk Bar. It's in the South of Market, right?
Yeah. One of our buddies runs it, so that's why we use that location.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So maybe I'll come by tonight.
Maybe. I'll be DJing at 11 o'clock.
Okay. That's kind of late, but just kidding. I might. I might, because Jared emailed me, our friend.
I know.
Who's leaving town.
I know. I'm sad about that.
Aw. So anyway, I know it's a long weekend. I don't have any big plans. I've got, like, barbecues. I'm going to go see my godchildren in Marin.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully it'll be in Marin County, which is north of here. And I might be going to the cabin, like I said, but now I don't know if I can. With the new website launching, I've got a ton of work to do.
I know. But there's all these videos that you're going to post. There's not just videos that in studio. Videos that
I've got five new videos that I've made, and some of them are hilarious, menaces in some of them, and they're really funny. We're gonna have new videos every week. It's like a whole new multimedia platform.
Yeah, hey, hopefully Sex with Emily will be your daily newspaper.
Yes, that's exactly.
That's what I want to say.
Oh, that's what I want too.
Yeah, so you can just go there every
day.
New
York Times. Do you really read it? Come on.
Yeah, I don't.
Who's got time?
I was on Page Six once though.
For what?
For about some radio show that I was a part of.
Oh, that's cool.
That was cool. I like
that's cool. You're famous.
Anyway, yeah.
And so any women in the picture this weekend? Like how many bitches are going to be there tonight that you've slept with?
How many bitches at the party that I slept with?
Uh-huh.
I'm sure there'll be few. I haven't really paid attention to the list because I'm so busy. But I'm telling you, after June 6th, I will be able to relax for a little bit.
Okay.
And I won't be as busy.
I'm going to be busier too once the website launches. I'm going to start dating again and getting out there more. Not that I'm not. I mean, I had my blind date this week. That's pretty good, one date. But I feel like I need, especially 5 days a week, like we're going to need me to go on a lot more dates and stuff, right?
You need to be out there.
I can't just be like, oh, same guy I've been dating. I got to be banging.
Yeah.
I got to be like,
drinking.
I got to be drinking and doing whatever. So hopefully that will all change and then soon. So
it's good. I mean, it's crazy that people will have a new show every single day.
Every single day. And people have been asking us that. And so this has been – okay, so for me, this has been my dream since I started to do the show. You know, I started the show in my living room 5 years ago. I invited some friends over to talk about sex. I was like, I think this would be a really interesting show. Let's do a podcast when podcast was starting. And then I just interviewed – you can go back to my website and listen to the earlier shows, and they're kind of funny and probably not so great. But no, I just did the show, and then it got picked up by CBS Radio where I met Menace, and that was very exciting. And so it just kind of started from there, and now it's like – but ever since then, all I wanted was 5 days a week because it's my favorite thing in the whole world to do.
And people are always asking for more shows all the time, and – yes, we have to switch to a paid format to be able to do that, okay?
Right.
And it's 15 cents a day, all right? I hate to use it like we're, feeding starving children because that's the platform that they use
in
a cup of coffee. But it's really the price of a cup of coffee. You guys probably spend as much on a sandwich, buying a sandwich, than that you would pay to get this podcast.
Exactly.
And we're
going
to try to do our best to entertain you as much as we can and give you as much cool content and guests and all that kind of stuff. So
More guests, more content.
If you really want to support us, please buy us a sandwich once a month.
Exactly.
You know? Come on.
Buy us a sandwich, and you don't need to buy us like the soda, but like a sandwich is fine, really.
Yeah.
Or a glass of wine.
A glass of
wine is what I would like. I think I'm going to do some drinking this weekend because it's been a while.
Sweet.
Yeah, I'm working and drinking and all that stuff. So, okay, should we get into some sex news?
Sex news. Yeah, what do you got? Anything new?
Yeah, I do have some sex news today. Okay.
What did you hear about Kim Kardashian?
No,
we talk about that?
No, you mentioned it the other day and we were looking it up. What? She's got a major ring.
Yeah, she got engaged. I believe we did talk about this the other day, but I'll give you a recap. She got engaged to her boyfriend that she's been dating for 6 months.
Too soon.
And Oh, yeah, we did talk about it because, now, so she'll have a reality show and then it's going to be all about her getting married and then it's all going to be all about her having a baby and all that kind of stuff. But her ring is 20 carats.
Not 20 carats.
It's over $2 million.
Okay, yeah, so it's probably like six. It's probably like 6 or 7 carats maybe.
For $2 million? No.
Oh, no. You're going to Google it like you're Googling Ghana again and you're going to find Ghana in Texas?
No, it wasn't in Texas. No.
But Kim's ring, first of all, wasn't she engaged twice this year? Like, in the last, she was engaged like a year ago. That is not
no,
a good sign.
No, she was dating somebody.
If you see yourself
she wasn't
getting
engaged.
She got engaged. She was engaged.
She was not engaged to Reggie
Yes,
Bush.
She was.
To Reggie
She
Bush.
Was engaged, I swear. Whatever.
You are trying
I haven't
to
watched
tell
the
me?
Kardashians. I have a TV now that I haven't watched.
Yeah.
Menace.
What?
You got to come help me watch the TV again.
I just got to help you turn it on.
Just help me turn it on. Talk me through it. Yeah, I'm kind of embarrassed about that. But mm-hmm. I haven't had a chance to watch. So that's what I'm going to do this weekend is watch TV. And my guy's out of town. The guy I've been dating, one of them, and he's
weak
gone.
Weak sauce.
What'd you say?
I said weak.
Weak.
No wonder
fine.
You're going to the boring cabin and drink wine.
The cabin is not boring. The cabin is epic.
Can you just have weekends where you don't have to hang out with somebody?
Yeah, I spend so much time alone. People don't realize that. Like, I'm on and I'm out. People are like, oh, you're always out. You're social. Mm-hmm. I spend so much time alone working in my apartment. Well, now I have my office, but I'm like in my walking around. And then I'm like cleaning and doing mm-hmm. laundry. And then I'm like reading a sex book. And now I'm just in my office. So it's better than being at home.
I know. I got to check out your new office.
I know. Come by today.
There's a whole thing going on here. The new website, everything. You got an office.
Uh-huh.
By the Stitcher Studios,
right?
Which is Stitcher is the studios that we record at, Stitcher.com. Download the app if you want to hear the podcast mobily
right.
on your smartphone.
Yep.
It's free. Check that out.
If you're just driving along right now and you're like, oh, I'm totally dying to hear sex with Emily, you just download the app to any smartphone. It's not just iPhones. It's mm-hmm. Anything, droids, Blackberries, and you can listen to the podcast on demand, stream
yeah.
it.
And what's cool is you're able to connect with Ford vehicles. I'm sure they've expanded since then. I just haven't talked to them. You can listen through the speakers wirelessly.
Right.
It's awesome.
So if you have any questions or anything that aren't working or you want to know how – tell us how excited you are, you can email us at feedback@sexwithemily.com.
Yes.
Yes.
We're so just pushing the website today because this is going to be the last pre-recorded show.
Right.
And before we just go live every single day.
Right.
So we want to make sure you guys.
Oh, your mom's calling you.
I know my mom's
get it.
Calling you. No,
can I talk
I'm trying...
to her? Can
no,
I talk to her? You
no.
can talk to her. Let me get it.
Hell no.
Why?
No.
You could talk to my mom.
No, it's fine.
I know. You don't have
cool.
the same
Your mom makes pornos, okay?
Like... My mom made one sex tape.
Okay. But anyways, so sexwithemily.com is.
You don't even decline because you want her to think that you're busy. Like if you press
no,
decline
No, because
two
I'm
rings...
trying to focus on going back to our
oh, okay.
conversation.
Go ahead.
All right. Mm-hmm. Sexwithemily.com, it seriously is where people need to go to get all the information. Tuesday, May
31st
should be the launch date, hopefully in the morning.
2 days, exactly.
Yeah.
I hope so.
So if you go back right now and you're hearing this and the website's still not changed, just keep on checking back.
Exactly. Yeah. Keep checking. It'll be Tuesday and my birthday's Thursday, just FYI.
I know. What are you going to do?
I don't know. I'm thinking of having – okay, so I feel – okay, I'm not a birthday person. I don't typically mm-hmm. – do big parties. In fact, I don't like being the center of attention. I know that sounds really crazy, but I yeah. don't like when people like, I feel a lot of times that people have parties for me or I have a part, you know, have a party. It mm-hmm. stresses me out. Cause I'm like, oh, this person didn't come or is everyone having fun or is there enough to drink or all this stuff. And I'm just like, mm-hmm. I don't want to, it's not, it's never fun. Or I feel that there's so many people there and then I don't have a chance to talk to everyone, whatever. But I feel like this has been an amazing year. So far and all this really good stuff that we can't even tell you about it all now, but because there's some other good stuff happening that we will tell you about in about a month or it might even be next week actually that I can announce it
nice.
Officially. But the point is that, I just feel like I kind of want to celebrate. So what I'm thinking of doing is just telling a bunch of friends to meet at like a bar club somewhere in the city and just saying, come for a drink, come say hello.
On
it's my birthday.
Though, right?
Thursday. My birthday's Thursday.
Can you push it to Friday? You got to go to that stupid Grateful Dead concert?
Yeah, on Friday. Oh. I know. I kind of don't want to go. It's far. It's at Shoreline. It's like
so
an hour
weak.
Drive. Why? I love the Grateful Dead.
That's not even the Grateful Dead.
I know. It's like the two guys who are left. Whatever. So that's what I'm going to do.
I don't go out. I can't go
You can't
out.
Go out?
Yeah.
I want you to come to my birthday.
I do, but I can't.
You don't even, you've never
I
acknowledged my birthday, although I did miss your birthday this year, and I'm
yes.
really, really sorry.
You didn't come to my birthday.
When is your birthday
so
again? October
pass
or something?
To go yours. Huh?
When's your birthday? October?
October 28th.
I knew that. Okay,
yes.
good. Right. So I will come to yours this year. Last year, oh, I was on that weird date with that guy.
Yeah.
And I didn't feel very well.
And my party was awesome, by the way.
You wouldn't even have remembered. You were probably so hammered.
No.
You wouldn't even remember
I had,
if I was there.
I had,
You'd be like, oh, were you there?
I had
really.
I had big time DJs
what
with
them?
Me.
You'd like.
I had big time DJs. I had two bands. and a Ferrari parked out front.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
You're so cool, Menace.
I try.
You think you are?
I am very cool, I guess. No. Anyways.
Anyways.
Also, sexwithemily.com is the other thing that I'm very excited about is, like, people can be really interactive of just, like, leaving because everything's going to be every single day. Like,
right.
People can leave comments about the show that day. Like,
right.
They don't have to wait for the podcast.
Yeah,
and then,
we were a little delayed for a while.
And then there's a comment that, you know, you leave, I don't know, maybe 2 weeks, 3 weeks later. You can leave a comment every day and get a response that day.
Yep. If you're a member, a Friends with Benefits member, I will respond personally to your emails and your comments, and we'll be having, like, chat rooms and all that stuff.
And
forums.
Maybe later down the line I'll convince you to get naked for the special members.
Maybe.
The premium service.
You know what? I might. Someone asked me. They approached me about their new dating site, and they were like, well, maybe we could do like a – they wanted to promote their dating site. And they said, well, maybe we could do like a win a date with Emily, win a date with Menace thing. Would you ever do that?
Who would want to go on a date with me?
Anybody.
No.
Yes.
I support the date with you.
Okay. I don't know if I'd want to
do
that.
Oh, it's so funny because I actually – earlier today I was on the radio, and this girl calls up. And I go, where are you going to take me? Because, okay, if you take me out on a date and you pay for it and drive me around, then I'll definitely go on a date with you.
That's what you said to her?
Yeah.
And what'd she say?
She's like, if I get tickets to the concert, I'm like, I ain't getting you no tickets.
She just randomly was a caller?
Yeah, she was just a caller.
Oh, okay.
But I'm just saying, hey, we can do the date thing if they want to take me out. I just don't want to do the effort for it.
No, it would be no effort. Be like, win a date with Menace, and then people would... I don't know. There's lots of fun
is
stuff we're doing.
Is it a full service date?
What does that mean to you?
What do you think it is?
I don't know, honey. Whatever you want.
Means.
I don't know what that means to you.
It means the rub and tug.
Rub and tug?
Yeah.
Not
full
tug
service.
Too hard.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Let's get into some sex in the news.
All right.
Utah makes it illegal to act sexy. The state of the Mormons says... More sex laws. Just when you thought Utah couldn't be more fun, this month a law was passed that prohibits the act of touching yourself in a sexy way. Trying to crack down on prostitution, the law says that any person who indicates through lewd acts, such as exposing or touching themselves, that they intend to exchange sex for money is going to get booked. So you can't masturbate in public, which follows right along with what we were talking about the other day. So if you are lewd and touching yourself in public in front of other people... There's actually
a few
sex in the news stories
that?
About people masturbating. Why can't people just keep their hand? Why can't people wait till they get home? Like,
yeah, see,
really?
That's what I was – I see. I don't really see anything wrong with this law then because you know how many women I talk to with guys that pull out their junk and like just masturbate in front of them? And you said the story about how you didn't leave the movie theater because
well,
there's a guy, 100 guys masturbating.
Yeah, two guys masturbating.
Two guys? How's it two guys?
Two dudes were masturbating in the
movie
theater.
There's no way you were in a regular movie theater.
Okay, but I was in a regular movie theater. But, okay, so here's another masturbation story that is also a United Airlines passenger arrested for masturbating during flight. Unfortunately, not all airplane news is as fun as Adam Pally live tweeting his attempt to get Tim Robbins laid. A 25-year-old man flying from Denver to Spokane aboard a United Airlines flight was arrested for masturbating.
That's why I don't go to Spokane.
He probably thought he was being subtle, but he was seated across from two 18-year-olds, well-versed in the secretive masturbatory arts. He's being charged with obscene and indecent exposure of his person. And statements from the aforementioned teenagers claimed he ejaculated onto the seat in front of him. Oh, my God. That makes me so gross. Airplanes already kind of gross me out.
Yeah.
Like
just
you're
go
putting,
to the bathroom and do it.
Why didn't he go to the bathroom? The women were watching me ejaculated onto the seat in front of him. Like, do you know how much ejaculate? Ew. At airplanes, you got to sit back and you put your head back on the chair. Mm. And then everyone, your head's like, I hate that part. And then... He ejaculated on the seats.
Do you get
no wonder
into
why Utah's cracking
down.
I don't know. No, you get kicked off the airplane and arrested.
Oh.
But just people just do it in the bathroom or at home.
Yeah.
You know, I know there are exhibitionists, and that's I'm totally down with that. But just
you can't just
twice.
Go freestyle on the airplane like that.
No,
no
and he
way.
Thought no one was watching. He didn't have a blanket over him. I've never had sex on an airplane. I just don't see how it's possible. Like people will be knocking on the door. Like it doesn't seem like it's fun to me. That's not a thrill, sex on an airplane. But for many people, it is.
Yeah.
But how do you climb on top? No, but like no one's gonna watch you. I guess if it's an international flight or something.
Or if it's just do it on a private jet. You know.
Oh, I've done that.
Yeah. You got to do
I've
that.
Had sex on a private jet.
See, that's what you got to do.
Okay. I like private jets. I had a friend who had one, and that was a really good friend. Okay. Only 48% of U.S. households are married couples. This is really interesting. For the first time ever, married couples make up less than half of the households in this country. Back in 1950, 78% of households were married couples, whereas now the statistic is 48%. So it's really interesting. For factors such as education, class, status, economy, extended lifespan are just as significant. And it says that college-educated women, this is often the new census, so college-educated women are actually more likely to marry than high school-educated women, whatever. But all it's saying is 48% are married couples. Like, don't you just assume that there's more married couples everywhere? That's not very many. A lot of people live together. They don't get married.
You women are becoming harder and harder to deal with every single day.
That's why we're not getting married?
Yeah.
Menace.
Seriously.
How are you going to fight? You hate women, I think, sometimes.
I don't hate women. I just hate women that are bitches and a pain in the ass. And
well, not don't all date women those are women. Like that. No, the women that you've dated have been because you're jaded. I wish we could just peel back all the layers of menace. All the you
what
know
are you
they say
about?
Okay they
How
say
am
psychology.
I jaded?
Psychology is all about if you've been in therapy, which you haven't, which you need.
I went to therapy.
Yeah, like twice. So anyway, it doesn't count. I went for 15 years. Okay.
Yeah.
Not
I already know what my problems are. I know what my
yeah,
problems are.
Yeah, but what are you
going
to do about them? So what they say in therapy, that like an analogy they use is peeling back the layers of the onion, right? That every issue, like you start therapy and you're like, I've got this issue. But then you peel it all back and you realize that it's about all these other layers and layers of things that have gone on in your life. And I just feel like you've got a lot of issues. And we got to peel back your layers.
What are you talking about? I know all my problems. Okay?
What are they?
And
tell me one.
My problems is that, yes, I date people that really don't have – their thing going on, so they focus too much attention on me.
Right.
And then that becomes a disaster because I can't give them enough attention. That's a big problem.
It's a big pattern for you,
right?
Big
problem with that. I don't like arguing. I think arguing is stupid.
Right.
And if I can't solve problems right away because the person is being a pain and they don't want to talk things out, then I don't want to deal with that person, and then I tell them to go away.
Right. You just need to date more mature women. Not all women are fighters. Not all women are crazy. Not all women want to take over your life.
And you know, a lot of times when I'm talking about this stuff, I'm being sarcastic.
I know.
Come on.
I know. So
yeah.
I'm just saying. But something that you just said about that is very insightful that you date these women. But I think that you do because you find – in a way, you like that they like you for who you are and all the cool things that you do and, like, they're really into you and that feels really good. But then when they don't have a life of their own, that's just immediately unattractive. So that's why everyone should keep their individuality, like women and men. You know, they stereotypically say that women tend to, like once they start dating a man, you probably had women do this. They seem like they have a lot going on, and I don't mean to stereotype. Just this is, like, the stereotype that people say. And I know women and men do this. I've had guys do this with me. They've got so much going on, and then all of a sudden you date them, and they're like, they never see their friends. They sleep at your house every night. They lose their life. And part of what – you have to remember what attracts you to someone is a lot of times is their individuality, their strength, what they have going on. So if you just, like, start dating someone and you just become, like, this chameleon and you let everything go and you just try to become that person or you let your life go, not attractive. I think that when you keep your own individual separate life from the person makes the relationship much more interesting. So you need to date women who've got it going on.
I want to date women that have friends.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Sometimes you can date somebody that doesn't have too many friends, and then that kind of sucks.
That's a sign, actually.
Yeah.
If you date someone who doesn't have any really close friends, like super close friends, I was dating this guy like that, that crazy relationship I had last year. And I should have known. He had no friends, like no friends to speak of, no one from college, no one from wherever, no one from anywhere, and even girls. And then someone just told me they got divorced from someone, and he said, I should have known she had no close girlfriends. Anyone who has no friends, I mean, not that you need to have a million friends, but if someone has no close connections with anyone, that says a lot about their emotional capacity and that they haven't connected or they haven't made long-term friendships. Not a good sign. These are all things that you should look at and red flags. So you've dated women with no friends?
Yeah, I've dated women that don't have that many friends or no close friends.
Right.
And that's always a bad sign.
Yeah. Just run them by me next time. Do you want me to interview them like a recruiter or something?
Yeah, please. No, I am more.
You are more selective now.
More selective.
I mean,
yeah.
You went through a lot with the engagement and all that.
Yeah, so I don't.
jump into it anymore.
No, I'm done.
Good.
I'm done.
Okay.
We can have sex, but that's about it.
Who's we?
I'm just saying anybody.
Oh, we. I'm like, are we going to have sex?
I was like, and I'll never call you or bother you or ask you to go out.
Really?
Afterwards, yeah.
What do you mean?
I'm just saying that I'm not needy.
No.
Afterwards at all. So don't worry. I'm not going to try to make you my girlfriend or anything like that.
Right, right. Okay, cool. That's good to know. So win a date with Menace. sounds like a barrel of laughs.
Oh, believe me, though. But when
good times with Menace.
Believe me, if you hang out, it's going to be a party.
Right, for sure. It's always a party with you.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we have some emails to get into here.
All right.
Now, you have emailed me at feedback@sexwithemily.com. Totally appreciate that. You can also post on my Facebook page or send me a note through Twitter, Sex with Emily. Where else can people do that?
Go to sexwithemily.com.
That's the most important sexwithemily.com.
place right now.
Have we told you about that? Sexwithemily.com. Yeah. We really want you to go there really, really badly.
Sorry, I'm really trying to adjust my audio these days, people.
Yeah, and sorry if some audio sounds weird. Menace is in charge of that. How's it going?
Hello. That should be a little bit better. I might be a little bit quieter. Hello. Hi.
Sorry, hi, how you
it's
doing,
live,
baby?
And we have to, like, do all this stuff live now. Like, I can't.
I know. It's weird.
I can't just stop the show and cut it out, and you guys will never hear me say, oh,
it's
I
kind
have
of more fun, though.
Volume.
It's raw. Isn't everything all about reality now?
It is all about
reality.
Okay,
so this is reality. I'm hungry. I haven't eaten yet. That whole thing. No, but I feel good. I'm
what
so happy.
What time do you get up in the morning?
It depends. This morning, I got up at 7:30.
Okay.
And I went to the gym.
What were you wearing when you got up this morning?
Nothing. I sleep naked every night.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Why?
No, I'm just wondering. I'm trying to give a visual to the listeners.
I woke up this morning naked.
Okay.
I went to bed naked. And then I walked naked to get my gym clothes.
All right.
And then I make a cup of coffee. And
naked?
Or sometimes wearing your gym I put clothes? My Uggs on because it's cold.
Okay.
So I walk around naked in my apartment with my Uggs on.
All right.
And I go make coffee.
Okay.
And I put on my gym clothes. And then I always need a cup of coffee for the gym. So I make that. And then I drive to my gym, my gay gym, five minutes away. And I worked out, which feels so good because I haven't had time this week with all this crazy stuff going on.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went to the office at 10. Why do you ask? You're just curious?
No, I'm trying to give a visual
Of my life.
People, I'm trying to get more connected with our listeners so the listeners know your life.
That's my life. So I try to go to the gym every day, although sometimes I'm just really, really tired and I can't go to the gym. So like yesterday morning, I woke up at like 9. You get up at 4, right?
Yeah, 4 every
right.
day.
So I try to do that, or I do yoga after work and naked in my Uggs walking around my apartment.
Sweet.
I hope no one can see in. I don't care about that. Like, I leave the windows open and I forget that I think people can see into my apartment.
I'm sure somebody's
But I'm
seen.
Not an exhibitionist. I'm not doing it on purpose.
Yeah.
I'm just lazy. And I probably should buy a robe.
Uh-huh.
It's on the list to buy a robe so I can put the robe on. But I just like being naked. I would be naked all the time if I could be naked.
Yeah, it's so crazy. I remember the first time where I actually I looked over, and it wasn't too long ago. Or I looked over into an apartment building and I saw a bunch of naked people in separate apartments.
Really?
Yeah, it was weird. I was in Venice Beach, California, which is in Southern California. And I was there part of a work thing and we're all getting drunk on top of this rooftop because it was really hot. And it was me and like 30 other people. And it was funny because we're all there. We all got these brand new video cameras part of the meeting. And we look over and it's just people just naked in like all their apartments.
Was it like a commune or something?
It was so hot.
Oh, it was hot.
Yeah.
When it gets hot in San Francisco, yeah, I'm for sure naked. Like done. I walk in, I take my clothes off. That's the first thing I do. I mean, not every night, but like when I get ready for bed. I don't know. Do you sleep naked?
No.
Why?
At least boxers.
Boxers. Men wear boxers.
There's like a fire.
Wait, so what is an earthquake? That's what makes me nervous.
Fire.
Do you know what makes me nervous is that I don't have an earthquake prepared kit.
Do you know what I've been thinking
house.
About that a
and
lot
Everyone
lately.
Does.
Yeah.
So I have all these friends' houses that I'm going to go to if there's an earthquake because I don't have the water, the canned food, all that stuff. I've got nothing at my house. Nothing at my house.
Nothing?
No food. Literally,
wow.
I have champagne. I have ketchup, mustard. I have condiments in my refrigerator. I should do a video of my house sometime. That could be
the
funny.
Cribs.
Of my crib.
Yeah.
It's cute, right? My house.
Mm-hmm.
You saw it.
Yeah.
You seen it. You there. But it's, I don't have any food.
Oh.
So if there's an earthquake, I'm in big trouble. And I'm nervous about it sometimes.
Yeah, you should definitely prepare.
You are not prepared. You don't have, like, bottles of water.
No, but I've been thinking about it a lot lately for some reason.
Yeah, me too, because of all the disasters happening, all the weather disasters happening all over the country and the tornadoes.
Yeah, you can buy a whole kit for, like, $100. That'll last you forever.
It's on my list. But I have nowhere storage.
What are you talking about?
Although I'm getting into bed. Okay, here's what I have to tell you. Here's exciting. So my mom's like, what do you want for your birthday? And I thought, what do I want for my birthday? What do I really need? At first I said an iPhone because now that iPhone is on my calling plan, I can get an iPhone. And then I thought, I really need a new bed because every time – okay, so usually I sleep alone. I'd say lately I've sleep – I do not have a male guest mostly sleeping at my house. But the male side of my bed, because I have my side of my bed, but the side of my bed that is holding out for a man or waiting for – is where a man sleeps, the man side of the bed – if a guy sits on it, the slats fall out the bottom, and I got to fix the bed. And it's annoying. And then you have sex in my bed, and it's like the slats are falling, and it's just annoying. Sucks. And then I got to fix it. So I was like, I'm going to get a new bed. So I'm going bed mattress shopping this weekend.
Nice.
Yeah. So I'm going to get a new mattress, like maybe like a Tempur-Pedic or something.
Where are you going to go?
I don't know. But if anyone knows any idea, if anyone loves their mattress, email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com. It seems like a huge commitment, buying a new mattress, because
– it is. I had –
because you have to, like, it's every day. Like, you spend more time sleeping than anything else.
Yeah, it was so weird. I had that you mentioned that because just yesterday an ex-girlfriend called me, and she was asking what street we used to live on because she couldn't remember.
Sure she would. That's her excuse for calling you?
No, because she has a live-in boyfriend now.
Okay.
But anyway, so she calls me and says, because she was at the company called Mancini's buying a new mattress. And they asked her, did you buy a mattress here before? Which we did, but she couldn't remember the street because they were looking up the information.
Oh, I got it.
She told me the mattress, it was like a California King, like a really big thing. It was normally like $4,000, and then she ended up paying like $1,900.
Yep, that's how much mattresses are now.
What?
That's what my mom told me. She's like, yeah, they're like $2,000. So she's not buying me an expensive one.
Yeah, how big?
I'm going to get a queen.
Okay.
That's what I can fit in my bedroom.
Yeah.
And I'm going to get, I think maybe the Tempur-Pedic. Like that foamy, that your body contour doesn't move. Like, have you ever seen that commercial with the Tempur-Pedic where the guys jump? I actually saw this because my gym has television. It only has 3 channels though, unfortunately. But I always see the commercials of a guy jumping on a bed with a glass of wine that doesn't tip.
Yeah.
Because the person next to you can get up and move, but the bed doesn't move. And bed is big, especially for sex. Like, I can't believe I have a bed that breaks when I have sex.
That's not good.
I know. So it's going to change on my birthday. That's the best thing about my birthday this year.
Yeah,
my new bed.
Well, let me know because, you know, I know people.
What do you mean?
Because you they advertise people? With...
Oh! Let's talk offline. Yes. Get me a discount. Susan Morris, my mother would be very happy.
We have to show a photograph of your bed for the website. SexwithEmily.com.
Okay, I'm going to take a picture.
This is where Emily will be having sexual intercourse.
This is where I have intercourse. I need new sheets. I need the whole thing.
It's a
whole ordeal. But your bedroom, your bedroom is important. Like, okay, guys, really, I understand, like, in your 20s, whatever, but just try to get a little bit nicer sheets and
Wash them
because it's gross and you can smell and you can tell and we know that you're like just masturbated the night before. So like if you know there's a girl coming over, wash your sheets. Is that too much to ask?
It's
okay,
easy.
Let's get into some emails here because we've got like lots to get through.
Okay,
we have more time. You know, the shows are an hour now instead of 45 minutes, which everyone's always saying do longer shows. So hi, Emily and Menace. I have a logistics question for you guys and haven't heard you discuss this topic on the show yet. Sex in the shower. A concept that on the surface sounds great, water, heat, soap, steam, clean naked bodies, closed spaces, but it isn't all it's cracked up to be when you get right down to it. My wife and I began experimenting with this idea early in our marriage and still haven't been able to really enjoy this aspect of sex. Most notably, the presence of water quickly eliminates any form of lubrication, natural or synthetic, which causes obvious problems. Vertical sex can also be a bit tricky. So what's the deal? Is shower sex just a cruelly alluring idea with no real basis in reality? Or are there secrets to success that you guys can help us understand? Cheers, Mike from Austin, Texas. Well, I have got answers for you because I have a book coming out in September, which you'll hear me talking about. But I actually have a whole page, 2 pages, on having sex in the shower. Uh-huh. So I pulled some responses. I pulled some tips for you. First of all, you talked about the lubrication. It's true. When you are having sex in the shower, you think, oh, it's going to be all wet, but the lubrication quickly dries up. So that's why you should use silicone lube. Silicone lube is better for shower sex because it stays lubey and silicone-y and slippery. The sex in the water washes away a woman's natural lubrication, but silicone lube has staying power. So here's some tips for shower accessories. A sponge, a washcloth, or a handheld shower nozzle can all be sex toys. So you don't even need to bring your vibrator in. The nozzle can feel amazing. If you have one of those nozzles that come down, it feels great on a woman, like sometimes like her clitoris, like she can have an orgasm that way. And a sponge and a washcloth. So gently loofah the inner thighs or direct a spray of water right on the sensitive areas. Washing your partner's privates is an obvious move, but it can be very sensual to soak down your lover's entire body. Grab a sponge and circle it over everything but those hot spots. A scalp massage while shampooing can relax and revive the entire body. And after a steamy shower, don't just hop out and dry off. Keep the connection going by drying each other off slowly and gently. This might even lead into round two. That's a direct from my book.
They haven't listened to all the shows because I have shared a story about shower sex. Remember, I was down in Coachella. Well, actually, I was in... Where was I?
Palm Springs.
And it's like blazing hot down in Palm Springs. And I was having sex in the shower. And I like my showers like really hot. And then so I was having sex with a girl. And then she passed out. She fainted. And I thought I killed her. I thought she was dead.
Wow. What happened?
She was just from the heat. She passed out. Yeah. It was crazy.
That's so scary. So what did you do? Did you call like 911?
No. I just like picked her up. I'm like, are you playing around right now? And like I had... Like,
you had to, like, slap her around?
Slap her around, yeah.
Oh, my God. Crazy.
It's crazy.
Maybe you were just rocking her world.
That's what I do, you know?
You rock the world?
I put 110% in.
Do you?
Do all my...
That's awesome, Dennis. You're the best. Hey, Emily, I'm 40 years old and married for 15 years. I have been on blood pressure medication for around 10 years and have never had any erection issues until recently. I can get an erection fine, but keep one for a session of sex can be difficult. I've had plenty of physical and stress tests recently, and everything came back normal. So I was wondering what you think would be the way to go. Talk to my doc about help or try something on my own? Do cock rings really work? Please help. Todd from Maine. Hey, Todd, I would talk to your doctor because maybe it is the medication that has changed even though you've been on it for 10 years. Sometimes our body changes and then medication starts to affect you differently. So that could be it. It could also just be that you're, you know, when you get older, it changes. I think the best way to go is to always talk to your doctor. And if you don't get an answer, go to your other doctor. Because, you know, it's funny. I remember hearing this and I learned this in my sex school that doctors, a lot of regular, your physical, your regular primary care physician, in medical school, like in the 10 years they go to school, they have like the equivalent of maybe like one or two classes on actual sex and how to talk to people about sex. So people are uncomfortable and a lot of times they don't have the answer. So you should keep trying to find the answer, talk to your doctor and see what you can do because maybe you need to switch up the medication. Maybe this medication is kind of having a weird effect on you. And then about the rings... The rings do work. Getting a stretchy ring, a C-ring, is great because it can help men with erection issues. It can help you stay harder, and you can actually get those at Adam and Eve. I'm so glad you brought this up.
Well, you like the vibrating ring.
Well, there's the vibrating ring.
Yeah.
The vibrating ring is awesome. You can get it at Adam and Eve. It's a vibrating ring, and it's stretchy, and you can put it over your penis really easily, and then it has a little vibrator on the end that hits your partner's clitoris, and it's amazing. It's fun for all, and a lot of men like the vibration. Like, you think that vibrators are just for women, but the C-rings is like fun for the whole family.
I heard there's like a Ferrari engine attachment for that.
Really?
That might have just been a rumor.
You can get like a greater attachment for it. That's what I'm gonna get you for your birthday. You never tried one.
What, a ring, a vibrating ring?
Yeah.
No, I have not tried that.
I think you should.
I guess.
Yeah.
Well, see, the thing, no.
But
the
anyway, Todd, I would
try one.
What
I'm afraid of about that, even though you love them too much, I'm afraid I get too excited, and I don't want to be a minute man.
Yeah, but you're not, are you?
No.
Don't you say you're never, that's never your issue?
No.
We've had people call in, we've had people email and they're like, how does Menace last so long? And it's your whole pre-gaming thing.
It's a pre-gaming, pre-drinking.
Yeah, if you drink a lot, it's not going to happen.
Yeah.
Okay, so I would say, but also I just want to give a shout out to Adam and Eve. You can go buy a ring there now, Todd, or anyone else. You can buy, there's a gazillion toys at adamandeve.com. Everything you'd ever want. They have got porn, they've got toys, they've got massage lotions and lubes. And Adam and Eve is offering 50% off most items to all the Sex with Emily listeners, and they even throw in 3 adult DVDs and a free gift and free shipping. Just go to adamandeve.com, enter coupon code Emily at checkout. It's that easy. Just go buy some toys ASAP. It's the weekend. Do it now.
It is
the weekend. Okay. Hey, I think this is funny. This is from Jason. He writes me all the time. He's hilarious. And Jason, he thinks fat dudes last longer because of 2 reasons. So a few weeks ago, we were talking, news story about how men who have less body fat are less likely to last as long during sex. So he says, I think fat dudes last longer because of 2 reasons. 1, they get laid less, so they try to live in the moment as long as they can. 2, they can't move around as fast, so they get less friction. Jason. I don't know about that, Jason, but thanks for your little feedback
there.
There's no way that's true. It has to do with your body fat and all that. But I like Jason. I just want to give a shout out to him because he's always sending me, you know what, he sends me sex in the news articles all the time, too.
Oh, that's good.
Totally appreciate it, Jason.
Thanks for help.
Thanks for helping. We love it.
That's good.
I love when people help me. Yeah, you guys, feel free to send me anything that you think that I might be interested in talking about, especially with 5 days a week. We've got plenty of time to talk. So if you come across anything.
Oh, another aspect we haven't even talked about yet.
Once
I figure out the wiring here, you're going to be able to call the show live.
Oh, yeah. That's a big That's actually a big part of it. We are going
to
be
40 minutes into the show before we mention that.
Yeah, we're going to be taking callers. So probably in the next few weeks.
Yeah, I would say hopefully within the next, even less than that, week and a half.
We're going to be giving you a number that you can call during the show.
We have to buy 2 more wires and then test it out.
I'm buying the wires this weekend. It's on my list,
no,
right?
I'm not giving you crap about buying the wires. I'm just
I think it's fun. We used to take callers. It's so fun.
Yeah.
And then Menace rolls his eyes sometimes at me when I'm...
Because you see, this is the problem, and we're going to talk about it because we're being more real than ever on this show because we have to, because people are paying for it. Is this is what I don't like about the phone callers. I love getting calls, But the problem is, you notice when we have a phone call, so you stop everything you're doing in mid conversation to
say,
"Oh, we have a call, we have a call." I'm like, the caller will still be there.
No, I've learned that.
Finish your thought. You say you learned that, but I'm just saying.
I did.
I'm saying that's what, if you're asking me what bothers me about the phone calls, that's what bothers me. Because I want you to complete your thought or whatever you were working
now
on.
Now I forgot what I was even thinking at this moment.
Yeah.
I tuned you out just now. Did you see my eyes glaze over and I just tuned you out?
Yeah.
Because I know what I'm doing. Good Vibrations carries the hottest toys and vibes. I love the Jeju Mimi because it's discreet yet extremely powerful and great for couple sex. Find out how much pleasure your body can really handle. Use coupon code Emily for 15% off at sexwithemily.com/goodvibes.